时间会长一点。
Our service time will be a little bit longer.
因为现在已经11:16了。
It's already 11:16.
我都还没有机会来分享信息。
I didn't even have a chance to share the message yet.
我想我的信息也会比较短。
My message will be short.
我就想跟大家讲。
I just want to tell everyone.
我想神非常爱你跟爱我。
God loves you and me very much.
很多人不知道什么叫做宣教。
A lot of people don't understand what is mission.
他们一想到宣教就是很多工作，很多工作，很多工作。
When they think about mission, they think it's a lot of work.
其实宣教就是神爱人的一个表现。
Actually, mission is an expression of God's love for people.
神非常爱你跟我。
God loves you and me very much.
所以他从天上来到这世界。
That's why he came from heaven to earth.
Amen.
Amen.
那个宣教师叫什么名字、啊、
Who is that missionary?
你们知道第你们知道这个宇宙间第一个宣教师他叫什么名字吗
you know, Who is the first missionary in this world?
他就是耶稣基督啊
He is Jesus Christ.
他是超文化的宣教师
He is the cross-cultural missionary.
他来到这世界
He came to this earth.
活了三年半
And lived 33 and a half years old.
33年半
He lived 33 and a half years.
对不起他工作了三年半。
He ministered 3.5 years.
他如果只有三年半，他真是天才。他完成他的使命。
He accomplished his mission.
他就是付上他生命的代价。
He gave his life.
他为全人类死在十字架上。
He died for the whole world for their sin.
解决了罪的问题。
And he solved the sin problem.
然后在他离开这世界之前。
And before he left.This earth.
记载在马太福音第28章。
It was recorded in Matthew chapter 28.
那边讲到说，十一个门徒就到他们预定的山那里去。
It says that the disciples met Jesus on the mountaintop.
然后主耶稣就对他们说。
And Jesus came to them and said,
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去。
Therefore go.
使万民做我的门徒
and make disciples of all nations
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit
凡我所吩咐你们的
and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you
教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age
这个主耶稣这个吩咐就是大使命
And Jesus' commandment here is the Great Commission.
所以什么是大使命呢?
So what is the Great Commission?
大使命就是耶稣做完他该做了以后再跟他所有门徒说你们同样去做。
Great Commission is that Jesus had accomplished this work and he's telling the disciples to do the same.
讲一个笑话给你听。
Tell you a joke.
有一次我坐飞机出去旅行啊。
One time I got an airplane to go travel.
我旁边有一个人跟我谈话。
I have a passenger next to me and talk to me.
他就说你在做什么?
He asked me,
他问我我在做什么?
He asked me, what do you do for a vocation?
我说我是一个牧师啊。
I said, I am a pastor.
他说你的教会叫什么名字?
What's the name of your church?
我说 Great Commission 啊。
I said, the Great Commission.
大使命啊。
Christian Church.
那他就说你的那个 commission 是多少现 percentage?
So he asked me how many percent is your commission?
因为 great commission, 这个 commission 在英文里面是抽成的意思。
So great commission in English is commission, making the commission.
今天很多人也是不太懂了什么是 great commission.
So today a lot of people don't understand what is the great commission.
老在想说我可以拿多少好处。
They keep thinking about how much commission I can earn.
我们就知道大使命是主耶稣在他离世之前给所有的门徒的一个吩咐。
So actually, Great Commission is the command that Jesus gave to his disciples before he ascended to heaven.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
其实你去看新约的地方，新约的圣经。
If you look at the New Testament,
有五个地方讲到大使命。
There are 5 different places talk about the Great Commission.
今天我要分享两个地方。
Today I want to share with you two.Passages.
第一个地方就是我刚才已经念过的。
The first one is the one I just read.
就是在马太福音第28章。
And that's in Matthew chapter 28.
是在18节到20节的地方。
Verse 18 to 20.
我刚才已经念过给你们听。
I just read it to you.
这段圣经讲到大使命的内容是什么?
In this passage, talk about the content of the Great Commission.
到底是在讲什么？
What is it talking about?
主耶稣这边说你们要去。
Jesus said here, you have to go.
他这边讲到我们看到有一个非常重要在原文希腊文里面的一个命令式的动词就是要使人做主的门徒。
So the original Greek is it's an active verb to go.
No, to make disciples of the Lord.
Oh, it's the disciples of the Lord.
那个主耶稣在讲这个去的时候，他里面讲到一个最重要，说你们要去使万民做我的门徒，做主的门徒。
So Jesus saying go is go and make disciples to make disciples whose Lord is Jesus.
这是一个主要的命令式的动词。
So this is the meaning of this verb.
然后它下面有三个命令式的分词哈。
So there's three sub commandments.
师母有点困难了解我的意思哈。它的主要意思就是说，主耶稣讲这个命令的时候，就是说，他跟他们讲说，因为他这是不是用中文的写法，也不是用英文的写法哈，他是希腊文的意思说，我要你们在讲说去以前，就是说我要你们去做这个，让世界上各族各民做我的门徒。
So in Greek, it means I want you to go and have people be my disciples.
他还没有讲到 go to make disciple all nations.
To make.
然后主耶稣下面讲的在希腊文里面就说你怎么样能这样做呢
？So Jesus tell them how can you fulfill this command?
第一个你要 go.
First of all, you have to go.
如果你不去，怎么有人会认识耶稣呢
？If you don't go, how can people know Jesus?
我今天会把我的 message 再短一点，更 simple。
I will even shorten and simplify my message today.
因为我没有时间了。
Because I don't have much time.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你我请问你们是怎么信耶稣的
？May I ask how did you believe in Jesus？
是不是有人去来跟你分享
？Is it because somebody go to you and share the
gospel
with you？
你刚才看到我们这两个 videotape。
You just saw these two videotapes.
学人姊妹跟我们分享这个 Operation Child 的这个 Christmas Operation Christmas Child 的 program.
And share just share with us about Operation Christmas Child.
是不是也是一个 go 啊？
It's,
是不是去啊？
It is go.
我们人没有去那些墨西哥地方，但是我们的礼物会去到那里。
Personally, we won't go to Mexico, but our gift will get there.
我们支持那个印度的那个祷告的儿童祷告的宣教中心，我们人也没有到那里去。
We didn't go to the royal kids in India.
但是我们的钱去到那里。
Our money went there.
是不是帮助他们呢
？To help them.
所以大使命要完成，第一个是要去。
So to accomplish Great Commission, we have to go.
这个去的意思是什么意思
？What does it mean to go?
就是要主动的意思。
It has to be take initiative.
要 be active.
And be active.
不是只有坐在那等而已。
It's not to be passively waiting.
很多人说我们祷告祷告就好了。
Some people say, "Oh, we just pray."
其实他的意思就是说，我们坐一坐就好了，坐一坐。
Actually, what that person means, we just sit.
真正的祷告
，the real prayer，
会带出行动
，will bring about action.
Amen.
Amen.
你真正的祷告
，when you pray，
你真的爱一个人的灵魂
，when you really love a person's spirit，
你真的
soul and spirit，
你真的关心你的家人还没有信耶稣
，when you really care about your unsaved family members，
你一定会有行动的。
You will have action.
你不会整天只有祷告祷告。
You will not just sit there and pray.
所以第一个是要去。
So the first thing is to go.
这个去就是要积极的。
Go has to be urgent.
而且去就是要离开我们的舒适区，我们的 comfort zone.
And to go means to leave our comfort zone.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
朋友们
，friends，
你从来不会觉得非常舒适要跟人家分享福音的。
I don't think it's comfortable for you to share the gospel.
你永远不会 comfortable.
You will never be comfortable.
因为你跟人家分享福音的时候
，because when you share the gospel with other people,
你是分享一个价值观。
You're sharing a value system.
那个听你的人跟你价值观一定不一样的。
The person who listens to you might have a different value system.
这一定会有一些冲突的。
You will bring about conflict.
请问跟人传福音要不要花时间呢
？Does it take time to share the gospel with someone?
是不是要花钱呢？
Does it take money?
我们要支持这个 operation 的 Christmas Child 就要捐钱，对，一个
box
要15块钱。
It costs $15 to have a shoebox.
还要花力气啊。
We cost energy.
所以这个不会让你很舒服的。
So it's not comfortable.
这个是要离开你的舒适区的。
You need to leave your comfort zone.
这边主耶稣又讲到第二个命令的分词，就是要施洗。
Secondly, We need to go and baptize.
你说牧师，你的意思要我们都来洗礼的时候都帮忙把人按到水里面吗？
Do you mean that we need to dunk people into the baptistry?
你不是，那不是你的工，那不是你的工作吗？
Isn't that your job?
他这个意思并不是说你真的要去做让人洗礼的那个事工。
It doesn't mean that you have to perform the baptism.
他的意思说要领人归入圣父、圣子、圣灵的这样工，就是要带人信耶稣的工作。
Actually, it means to bring people to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
第三个分词，我说我讲得很快。第三个分词就是要教导。
The third thing is to teach them.
我想我们每一个人做基督徒以后，都在跟人分享，都在教导不同的人。
When we become a Christian, we're always teaching people about Jesus.
有的人他开诊所做医生，他在他的诊所里面放了很多福音单张，放了一些基督教的一些杂志，他这个就在教导那些来的那些病人们关于耶稣的事情。
Some Christian doctors have Christian literature in their waiting room, and this is a form of teaching them about Jesus.
我五月的时候去香港参加一个宣教大会。
In June, early June, Pastor went to Hong Kong. He forgot.
Whatever. 我在那边的时候
，When I was in Hong Kong,
我碰到以前我们大使命的一个姊妹
，I met one of our former GC Cube sister.
她现在在一个公司做事。
She's working in a company.
但是她每一个礼拜中间有一个时间，她在一个公司附近的一个餐馆，他就带他们有一个小组。
But every once a week, she leads a Bible study at a restaurant by her company.
她也在工作。
She's working.
她也在传福音，也在教导。
She's sharing the gospel and discipling people.
当中还有一些做妈妈的。
And some of us here mothers.
每天晚上或一个礼拜有一两次，你跟你的小孩讲圣经的故事。
You teach your kids about tell the stories of Bible to your kids.
这个也是一个教导。
This is a form of teaching.
我自己做牧师，我常常在电话上一对一的教导。
And for me as a pastor, I disciple people over the phone every week.
这边很多人都被教导过。
And many of you are discipled by me.
这是神主耶稣讲大使命的第三个分词，是你要去教导主耶稣所教导你的，你也去教导别人。
Jesus wants us to teach others what he has taught us.
你们当中有多少教导过别人？不是讲主耶稣，任何事情教导过别人的。
How many of you have taught something to another person?
我想问你们一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你在教导别人的时候，这个过程中谁学的最多？
As you teach someone, who would learn the most?
是不是去教导的人学最多？
It's the teacher, right?
是不是
who learns the most?
所以主耶稣讲了，你他教导我们的，你还要去教导别人。
So Jesus said, teach others what I've taught you.
你教导别人以后，你自己就学得更多。
When you teach another person, you are the one who learn the most.
另外一段经文是讲到大使命，这个参与大使命的策略是什么？
So the other passage talking about the strategy for fulfilling the Great Commission.
那主耶稣复活了以后
，After Jesus' resurrection,
他们门徒跟主耶稣在一起聚集。
The disciples gathered with Jesus.
然后他们就说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？”
And they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?"
他们非常关心的是，他们以色列要复国。
They were concerned about the restoration of the kingdom of Israel.
跟耶稣跟了半天，就等这个时候。
They followed Jesus all this time is to wait for this moment.
他们说：“你现在从死里复活了，你看这个。”罗马人把你钉死了也钉不死你，后来又复活了，现在大概就是我们的时间，我们都要做王了。
Okay, so Jesus, the Romans nailed you to the cross, and now you resurrected, and now it's time for you to restore the kingdom of Israel.
主耶稣对他们的回答让他们有点泄气。
So Jesus' answers disappointed them.
你如果你去看四福音，你会发现门徒讲话是在一个 channel， 主耶稣讲话在另外一个 channel。
If you read the four gospels, you see that Jesus and the disciples, they talk on different wavelength.
那个主耶稣对他们说，天父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority.
门徒说，啊，不是让我们知道的。
And Jesus said, what? We are not to know?
然后他们就说，心里在想，什么是要我们知道的呢？
So in their heart, they wonder what are the things we need to know.
主耶稣就说：“但圣灵降临在你们身上，这是你们要知道的。” 你们就必得着能力，这是你们要知道的。
Okay, Jesus told him, what you need to know is that, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
他都讲，主耶稣讲英文的，先讲的超过讲中文的，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。所以我们看到这边主耶稣在这一段的圣经里面，他讲到要参与大使命的策略。
So here Jesus tells us the strategy of fulfilling the Great Commission.
第一个策略就是要满有圣灵的大能。
The first strategy is got to have the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们常常在跟人要分享福音的时候，最困难就是害怕。
The biggest problem sharing the gospel is fear.
我们不知道要怎么讲。
We don't know what to say.
我们就知道怎么讲，也不敢讲。
We know what to say, but we are afraid to say it out.
我们缺少神的大能。
We lack God's power.
所以主耶稣跟门徒讲说，这个是你需要知道的。
So Jesus told the disciples, this is what you need to know.
当神的大能到你身上的时候，
When the Holy Spirit come upon you,
你就有能力。
You will have power.
什么能力呢？
What kind of power?
第一个是有爱人的能力。
First of all, to have the power of loving people.
弟兄姊妹朋友们，
Brothers, sisters, and friends.
很多时候我们出去传福音，我们好像在做一个工作。
All the time we go and share the gospel is like a job.
我们的工作就是希望对方信耶稣。
Our job is hoping the other person will believe in Jesus.
其实主耶稣这边讲说，神的大能会到你的身上。
Here Jesus said that the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
到你身上也让你有一个爱人的能力。
And when he come upon you, he'll give you the love for people.
你所关心的不是只是他说 Yes, Elvis, 我要接受耶稣做救主。
So what you want is not only for them to say yes to Jesus.
你所关心的是那个人。
What you concern is the welfare of that person.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
如果他的灵充满你，
If his spirit fill you,
你会有爱。
You will have love.
你会爱那个人。
You will love that person.
你爱不爱那个人，那个人知道。
Whether you love that person or not, the person will feel it.
是不是这样子啊？
Is that right?
有一个人他来跟你要卖东西给你。
A person come and sell you an item.
我们通常都会说 no。
We usually say no, thank you.
因为那个人，你一看那个人，他讲的话，他只是 interest 你，把那东西卖给你，他可以赚钱。
Because you know that person just want to make some money off you.
如果那个人来，他是 care 是你的好处，你的需要。
Because that person come, he cares about your needs and for your benefit.
所以你比较心容易打开。
And it's easier for you to open your heart.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
出去分享神的福音不是容易。
To go and share the gospel is not easy.
那个不容易不是 gospel 它不容易。
Not because the gospel is not easy to share.
是我们这个人。
It's us as a person.
Amen. 你必须要有爱人的心。
You have to have the love of people.
那个爱不是修养啊。那不是 self-discipline, it's not self-effort. 是神的爱，神的灵来充满你的爱。
It's God's love filling your heart for that person.
听起来好像很抽象。It sounds very abstract, but it's very real. 非常真实的。一个人你跟他接触，这个人有没有爱，你可以感觉出来。
You can feel it when you,
你搞不清
interact with a person whether he has love.
你搞不清楚那个爱在什么地方，就在这个人的身上。人家说爱在哪里，爱在心里，心在哪，就这个真的心吗？
You say, where is love? Love is in the heart. Really in this heart?
In the physical heart? 就是在这人的身上。
The love is on this person.
那下面呢，这个能力里面，一个是爱人的能力。
Okay, so first one is the power to love.
第二个是你有清楚传扬福音的能力。
And also you can communicate the gospel clearly to that person.
你会把信耶稣讲得很清楚。
You will be able to share the gospel very clearly.
今天很多人听到福音不能信，不是因为他不信，因为他不知道你在讲什么。
A lot of people they listen to what you have to share, they don't understand what you're saying because you weren't clear.
因为你自己也搞不清楚在讲什么。
Because you personally, you yourself is not clear on what is the gospel.
是不是这样子啊？
Is that right?
如果他都搞不清楚你在讲，他怎么信？你到底叫我信什么？怎么信？到底信什么？
If he doesn't understand what you're saying, how can he believe?
所以我们需要受训练。
So we need to be trained.
我们要搞清楚到底我们在信什么。
We need to be clear.What we believe and why we believe.
然后我们要把所传的也讲清楚，让人家听清楚。
And we need to communicate the gospel clearly.
最好问他说，你知不知道我刚才在讲什么？
Maybe you can ask him, do you understand what I'm saying?
听起来好像很可笑，这就是实际的情形。
It sounds funny, but this is very practical.
但是当神的大能到你身上的时候
But when God's power come upon you,
你会讲得很清楚。
You will speak very clearly.
你看《使徒行传》第二章，当彼得讲完他那个信息，大概只有十分钟而已。
When Peter shared the gospel in Acts chapter 2, 3,000 people believed.
就有3000人信主。没关系。因为彼得讲得很清楚。
Because Peter spoke with power very clearly.
上帝让他讲得很清楚。
God helped him to speak very, very clearly.
然后在这个《使徒行传》第一章，刚才我们讲的这个地方，他还有讲这个传福音的这个次序，这个策略的是讲到从哪里开始。
So Jesus told them where to start in sharing the gospel.
他说从耶路撒冷。
They start with Jerusalem.
犹太全地。
In all Judea.
撒玛利亚。
Samaria.
直到地极。
And to the ends of the earth,
做主的见证
to be my witness.
所以主耶稣要他的门徒从他们所在the地方开始
So God wants them to be his witness, start from where they are at now.
我就想问大家一个问题
Let me ask you a question.
如果你研究新约圣经有点研究的话
If you study the New Testament,
你知道耶路撒冷是很容易传福音的地方吗
Do you knowDo you think Jerusalem is a very easy place to share the gospel?
你知道耶路撒冷可能在那时候是全世界最难传福音的地方。
You know, Jerusalem may be the most difficult place to share the gospel.
请问为什么？
Do you know why?
答案都是在圣经里面，非常明显。请问耶稣在哪里被钉死的？
Where did Jesus get crucified?
他在耶路撒冷城门外面，就在耶路撒冷旁边。
It's outside the Jerusalem wall.
所以换句话，那边人是最反对耶稣的。
So that's the place they most hated Jesus.
有很多人跟我讲
Many people told me.
他说：“哎呀，牧师，到非洲宣教，我觉得还不难。”
Oh, going to mission in Africa is not hard.
去墨西哥宣教也不难。
Go to Mexico is not hard.
在我家宣教最难。
It's the most difficult place to evangelize is in my home.
跟我老爸老妈传福音最难。
It's most difficult to share the gospel with my parents.
跟我的兄弟姐妹传最难。
It's the most difficult to share gospel with my brother and sisters.
请问为什么最难呢？
You know why it's the most difficult?
所以你说牧师你刚才讲的耶路撒冷是最反对耶稣基督的地方。
Jerusalem is the place most opposed to Jesus.
但是主耶稣说你们从耶路撒冷开始。
But Jesus said start from Jerusalem.
当然这个耶路撒冷有关系上的耶路撒冷有文化上的耶路撒冷是不是有的是跟你关系最近的。
Okay, Jerusalem can apply to culturally or relationship wise most close to you.
所以这就是为什么主耶稣说当圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力。
So that's why Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes, you will receive power.
因为传福音是一件属灵的事情。
Because sharing the gospel is a spiritual thing.
不是靠你去讲讲人家就会信。
It's not depend upon your eloquence.
当我们去传的时候
when we share the gospel,
我们就发现跟家人是最难的。
We find that it's most difficult to share the gospel with our family.
大家都知道其实这个所有的基督徒都知道这是一个公开的秘密。
This is an open secret.
大家都希望牧师不要讲这个。
Everybody hope that the pastor will mention this.
我的耶路撒冷是在非洲。
因为那边人
都不认识我。
Because they don't know me.
No, 神说从你所在的地方开始。
No, God says start from where you are at.
Amen.
Amen.
其实这个里面很有道理的。
But this is very reasonable.
耶路撒冷的人反对耶稣没错。
Yes, Jerusalem people were against Jesus.
但是当彼得分享的时候，有神的灵充满他，又怎么3000人就信耶稣了？
When Peter shared and the Spirit was upon him, 3,000 people believed.
你的父母、你的家人反对你信耶稣，没错。
Yes, your parents and your family members may against your belief in Jesus.
但是当神的大能到你身上，你被神的灵所充满的时候，你讲出来不一样啊。
But when the Holy Spirit come upon you, fill you with his spirit, what comes out of you is different.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
有时候反对是比那个默根本不理你更好啊。
Actually, to experience opposition is better than apathetic.
因为人反对你是表示他很在意你讲的你信
的。Because those people oppose you, really care about what you said.
如果他根本就不理你说随你讲这胡扯八道。
Those apathetic,people, they probably don't care what you said.
那是更惨。
That's worse.
Amen.
Amen.
求主来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
从我们的耶路撒冷开始。
Start from our Jerusalem.
我今天就讲到，就从耶路撒冷开始。
Start from your Jerusalem.
就是你最亲近跟你有关系的人开始。
As to people who are closest to you.
每一次一个人开始。
Start with one person.
我就下面我要讲几句话。
I want to say a few words.
我要鼓励大家。
I want to encourage everyone.
我们的宣教不是只有十月的第一个礼拜天、第二礼拜天讲一讲、做一做。
Our mission is not only applied to October every year.
其实弟兄姊妹们。
Actually, brothers and sisters,
我要鼓励你们。
I want to encourage you.
其实你们都在做。
Actually, you are all doing mission right now.
Amen.
Amen.
不是 right now only, all these years.
All these years, you have been doing mission work.
我们都在做 mission work. 只是我们没有看到那么多的果效。
It's just that we haven't seen many fruits yet.
Yet, 还没有看到，并不是说没有果效。
That doesn't mean we don't have any fruits, but we just haven't seen many fruits yet.
刚才克安通牧师那些儿童祷告了多久啊？
How many years has those royal kids been praying?
15年呢
15 years.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们要继续的参与大使命
We need to continue to participate in the Great Commission.
我们不要灰心
Let's not be faint-hearted.
因为我们灰心是表示我们有希望这个样、这样、那样，但是很多事情不是像我们所想的那样子
We are discouraged because many things doesn't meet our expectation.
我们在上个礼拜周末有两次的布道会
Last weekend, we had two nights of evangelistic rally.
这是一个非常宝贵的事情。
That was a very precious thing.
四个华人教会，不同的这个，不同的神学背景。
For different Chinese churches of different theological background.
在一起来传福音。
To come together to share the gospel.
我们排了很多椅子。
We set up many chairs.
200多个椅子。
200 chairs.
聚会开始了。
The meeting started.
我们就在台上看。
And we look from the stage.
怎么那么多空位啊？
How come so many empty seats?
然后左看右看。
And we look around.
怎么都是认识的人？
How come it's all we know, people we know?
怎么都是基督徒啊？
It's all Christians.
呀，有的人就很灰心啊。
So some people were very discouraged.
这牧师怎么都没有来啊？
So pastor, how come they didn't come?
我说来了来了，还在路上。
I said, many are coming on the way.
两年后会来到这里。
Two years later, they will come.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
请问你信耶稣之前
Think about before you became a Christian.
有多少人邀请你
How many people invited you?
邀请了多少次
Invited you how many times?
邀请了多少年
Invited you how many years?
这是一个过程
It's a process.
不要灰心
Do not be discouraged.
上帝都看到
God sees it all.
我跟这四个教会的牧者跟他们讲说我们这个布道会一开我们就成功了。
I told the four pastors, once we start this evangelistic rally, we are successful.
哪怕只有我们四个牧师在这我们已经成功了。Amen? 那天不止你们都在这我都看到你们了。Amen?
That night you were all here, you saw it all.
因为这是一个宣告。
Because this is a proclamation.
主耶稣讲大使命的时候最安慰是在最后一句话。
The greatest comfort in this great commission is the last
他说,
sentence Jesus said.
他说当你们去、哦、使万民做我的门徒你教导、替他们施洗你们所领受的教导他们之后他说我就与你们同在直到世界的末了。
So the greatest comfort is Jesus' assurance that he'll be with us always to the very end of age as we go and make disciples, teach them and baptize them.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当你去参与这大使命的时候主与你同在
When you go and fulfill the Great Commission Jesus promised that he will be with you
因为你带领的那个人不一定是你带他信耶稣有另外人带他信耶稣
Because the person you share with not necessarily you are the one who will bring him to Jesus Maybe somebody else will
因为你可能一生都不知道
Maybe all your life you would never know.
我听了很多的见证。
I heard many testimonies.
他很关心他家里某一个人，他关心一个好朋友，最高中最好朋友，希望他信耶稣。后来他都不知道后来怎么样，他非常遗憾。
So a person I've been sharing with this high school friend all these years, but at the end he doesn't know what happened to him.
后来有一天就知道他那个好朋友后来信耶稣是别人带他信耶稣。
And later on he heard that somebody else led him to Christ.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah.
求神帮助我们
May the Lord help us.
你不要灰心
Do not be discouraged.
我觉得我们教会都在努力地做
I think everybody here is trying hard to be a witness.
我们的英文部他们礼拜五晚上有开了很多的课一直邀请不同的慕道友要来信耶稣借着这个方法
Our English speaking brothers and sisters on Friday nights they keep inviting non-believers to come and join them.
好像还没有那么多来。
Seemed like not many had come.
但是我想神会带他们来。
But I'm sure, God will bring them.
我们上个礼拜这个布道会礼拜六晚上结束了以后。
Last Saturday night after the closing of the evangelistic rally.
有两个弟兄很热心。
Two brothers were very excited, on fire.
他们完了以后就是。完全顺服主耶稣说要去啊，他说那些妖人都没来，我们就去吧。
So they decide to go since the people they invited didn't come, so they decide to go where they were at.
所以他们就去到一个邀请不来的人，那个人开酒店的地方，他们就跑到酒店里面去了。
So they went to the wine store across the street. They invited him, but he didn't come, so they went there after the meeting.
他们就在那里做这种福音的工作。
So they went there and tried to share.
他们就有机会跟有一个女士来交谈。
So they were able to engage in a conversation with a girl there.
然后那个女士跟他们谈了很多。
So they have a long conversation.
然后他们也邀请她来。
So the brothers
参加第二天的主日敬拜。
So the brothers invited this girl to come and attend our Sunday worship service.
那个好像第二天早上那个女士又打电话说不能来了。
So that young lady said, "Oh, I called them. Said, 'Oh, I won't. I'm not able to come.'"
我相信他们都有点失望。
So I'm sure they were a little bit discouraged.
但是感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
我们在装备课的时候。
But during equipping time.
那个女士又来了。
She walked in.
她就坐在这边。
And she sat here.
就参加我们的查经。
And join us for the Bible study.
Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
Praise the Lord.
神有时候做事好像一点点一点点。
So like sometimes just work little by little.
还有我们有时候太主观，我们认为要怎么样要怎么样。
Sometimes we're too subjective. We think things has to go this and this way and this way.
我们以为神没有在做事。
It seems like God is not working.
神永远在做事。
But God is always at work.
我们所有的神的百姓说 Amen 好吗？
God's people say amen.
神永远在做事。
God is always at
work. 他只是不是照你所想要
的。He doesn't work according to what you think.
所以不要灰心。
So do not be discouraged.
不要灰心。
Do not be discouraged.
因为神与你同在。
Because God is with you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
现在是最好传福音的时候。
This is the best time to share the gospel.
特别在美国。
Especially in America.
有很多人很痛苦。
A lot of people are suffering.
你说牧师我也 suffer.
You say, Pastor, I'm suffering too.
所以我就回到刚才讲耶路撒冷是哪里，从耶路撒
冷。So we come back to where Jerusalem is.
耶路撒冷就是这里。
Jerusalem is right here.
你知道我们弟兄姊妹们也有在 suffer 的吗？
You know we have brothers and sisters who are suffering too.
所以我们的爱，我们的关怀从我们弟兄姊妹们开始。
So we can start loving care with the congregation here.
然后是你的工作，你的 relationship 里面最近的这些人。
And then, share with the people who are closest to you.
你的家人，你的亲戚，
your family members, your relatives, your friends.
然后是我们教会附近的这个地区。
And also our neighborhood.
求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们现在要领受圣餐。
We want to take the communion, the Lord's Supper.
这个圣餐也是主耶稣教导我们的。
And taking the Lord's Supper is a teaching of Christ.
那我想请那个陈宇打到那个哥林多前书第11章好吗？
We're going to take a look at 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 29.
我们一起来念好吗？
Let's read it together.
这也是主耶稣教导我们的，我们起立好吗？
This is a part of Jesus' teaching for us.
我们一起来念，好，念中文的就念中文，念英文的就念英文，我们一起预备，
okay.
来。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。好，下面。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼，喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等他到来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身上的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。我们现在马上要领受这个圣餐。
Okay, we're going to take the participate in the Lord's Supper.
这个圣餐是主耶稣在跟他门徒在世界上最后的晚餐所设立的。
And Jesus instituted this Lord's Supper at the last supper of his time on earth.
他把非常重要的意义讲进去了。
And he explained its meaning.
因为他用这个圣餐来预表他将要为人的救赎。
He used the Lord's Supper to symbolize what he will be doing for the people.
你要记得，当主耶稣定这个圣设立圣餐的时候，他还没死。
When Jesus set up this Lord's Supper, he did not die yet.
还没有上十字架。
Haven't gone to the cross.
他就说，这个饼是代表他的身体为你跟我所舍的。
He said the bread represents his body broken for you and me.
这个杯是代表他的血为你跟我所流的。
The cup represents his blood that was shed for you and me.
他说，你每当吃这饼喝这杯，就是纪念他的死，直到他将来有一天还要再回来。
So every time you take this cup and bread, you are remembering him.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
主耶稣不但派我们去完成大使命。
Jesus not only sent us to accomplish the great commission.
借着圣灵，他也与我们同在。
And through the Holy Spirit, He is with us.
而且有一天他还要回来。
And one day He shall return.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the
Lord. 他没有放弃我们，就不管我们。
He did not abandon us or forsake us.
所以我现在要邀请我们当中重生得救受洗归入教会的基督徒来领受这个饼跟这个杯。
So I invite everyone to come and participate in this Lord's Supper. All of you who have believed in Jesus and baptized into his family.
我们就从最后一排开始好吗？
Let's start from the last row.
你来拿饼跟杯，又回到你位置上站立来祷告好吗？
Come and take the bread and cup and return to your seat and we'll participate together.
When you take the bread and cup, don't eat right away. Just pray to God, confess your sin to the Lord, asking for forgiveness, and prepare your heart. 先为这个饼杯献上感谢，为自己的罪在神面前认罪悔改，求神保守洁净。自己在神面前的祷告。
some time of prayer, some in your heart before you partake the Lord's Supper. Lord, we thank you for this cup and bread. Because you loved us and died on the cross for us. This is a love covenant. Once again, remind us. We need to live for you.
Lord,
may your precious blood cleanse us from all sin. We have offended you, O people. May you forgive our sins. When we take this bread and cup, we are not drinking our own sins. May the Lord hear our prayers. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. And all God's people say,
amen.
Bread represents Jesus' blood. Jesus' body, which was broken for us. Let's take it with a thankful heart. Represent Jesus' blood that was shed for us. Let's take it with, drink it with a thankful heart. Lord, we thank you for the worship service today. Thank you for giving each one of us your great commission. We can participate in this great commission. Continue to move on forward. And we can empower the Holy Spirit to partner with you to fulfill the Great Commission. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. We conclude our service here.